For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team back at it this weekend, a home and home with St. Cloud State, joined by senior captain Ethan Somoza out of Simi Valley, California. Ethan, as a fifth-year guy, you've been through holiday break before. What's the biggest challenge to coming back and picking up where you left off?
I think maybe just staying in shape a little bit. When we have a longer break like this 2-week one, you got to make sure you're getting your body moving. If you're not skating, you got to work out a little bit. It's just 2 weeks is a long time to not be doing anything. Sometimes we have shorter breaks where it's maybe a week and you can kind of rest more then. But when it's 2 weeks, you got to make sure you're staying active. So you're ready to come back and have this week of practice. Having these 4 or 5 days of practice before we say play against St. Cloud is definitely good though.
There was a stretch in the first half. You guys were playing really, really, really well. And from there on, it was a little positive and a little negative. What's the key to getting more consistent here in the second half?
I think cleaning up our second periods. We have not been very good. I mean, if you look at the statistics of our second periods, we've analyzed it before and it's not good. If we can clean up our second periods, I think that can help us win some more games and be more consistent overall.
Isn't that what's frustrating about this game? On paper, it's pretty evident your second period is an issue, and yet nobody knows how to fix it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you able to get home over break?
Yeah. Yep. I was able to get home, no issues, and I was able to come back, no issues. Got back right before the snowstorm hit, so it was all good.
It's got to be a little frustrating. Go back to California and come back to this.
Yeah, definitely a big weather change, but it's good to be back with my teammates though.
Are you a New Year's resolution kind of guy or not?
I am, but honestly, I haven't really thought about it much yet. And actually, I need to start thinking about that. It's coming up soon.
Are yours more hockey related or personal related?
A little bit of half and half. Definitely hockey stuff in there and definitely personal. So a little mix.
In a normal cycle where guys are playing junior hockey, a lot of guys are taking some college courses while they're playing juniors. By the time they get to their senior year, they don't have many classes left. Now you're going to tack on a fifth year. What's class like for you here in the second semester?
So I'm in the master's program right now and I only have 2 classes left. So I have 2 classes in this semester and that's it. Then they're all online. So I don't, the only time I really leave the house is to go to the hockey rink.
So nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You've been around long enough to know what RH has meant to this program. Have you gotten to know him at all in your 5 years?
I didn't get to know him too well, but Coach Ceratori would have him come to the rink and he'd say a few words in the locker room. He'd watch our practices when he was healthy. And I met him a few times and he's a great guy, but I didn't get to know him on a personal level.
Could you imagine playing for him, just listening to him talk? And I mean, all of his former players have said they, you know, run through a wall for him after he give a pregame speech.
Yeah. From what I've heard, he was an amazing coach, just a great guy. And I know Tom says a lot of RH's quotes, so I can only imagine.
Ethan, best of luck this weekend.
Yeah, thank you.